Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today that you are not disqualified from your destiny. That isn't what you've been told. You've been berated and berated and berated and beat down, but the Father says this: that does not originate with me, even though those that have made themselves your enemy and your judge claim that they're speaking in my name. The enemy has whispered to you that your opportunity is past. He suggested that you have sinned away your day of grace. He has implied that you cannot have my best plan for your life. These are all lies, says the Father. I verify to you this day that my best and perfect plan for you is still on the table, and there is no setback or failure on your part that has denied you the destiny crafted for you before the foundation of the world was laid. You are perfect and without blame before me in love, says the Father, even before the foundation of the world, as I said in my word. For I only look at you with the eyes of love. When I turn my focus on you, I only see that which motivated me to send my only begotten Son to die, the death of the cross, because in my estimation, you were and are worth the sacrifice. So cast down the lies of the enemy and live up to your destiny. You are a privileged child of a loving Father, and I have purposed that you will live your life in kingdom entitlement, from which I will fulfill your dreams, satisfy your longings, and meet every possible need. This is who I am, says the Father, and this is what I do, and you are fully eligible this day. So ask and see my hand of deliverance come near to bear in your life this day, says the Father.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW, if you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.